We have the letter, I think it's 11 today.
Yeah.
You want to do the reading, Linda, please?
Yes. Number 11. To Mrs. Mazzari from Bari in Voluntate Dei. My good daughter in the divine volition, may heaven reward you for the sacrifices you make and from promoting the book of the Queen of Heaven. It seems to me that the celestial mama never stops saying to you, thank you, my daughter, and that she is preparing for you more graces, especially the great grace of making you always do the will of her dear son. Grace, which is bearer of peace, of graces, of intimate union, and also of temporal help. My daughter, by doing the divine will, we become true children of the great lady, and we are transformed into tabernacles in which Jesus forms his residence, and then everything we do is sacred. Everything is prayer, even the most indifferent things. By doing the divine will, the very natural things necessary to our life are transformed into prayer, adoration and love for our sweet Jesus, because by doing his will, everything we do is holy, everything is love, and so our being becomes.
Can we stop there?
Yes.
That's a beautiful paragraph, and it's full of theology. And the thing that comes to mind right away is Brother Lawrence. Brother Lawrence. And his little book of the practice of the presence of God. Everything becomes a prayer. Even the little things, they become a prayer. Everything we do is sacred. Everything is prayer. Only in this way. No, in this way, the message of St. Paul is being, we will be able to, the admonition of St. Paul for us to pray without ceasing will become a reality. Even Luisa Picaretta, in other parts of the Book of Heaven, she says, how can I remember, this is at the beginning of the volumes, how can I remember Jesus to always be in the presence, in the presence, in the presence? He could have said, oh, well, there was a monk before you, Luisa. His name was Brother Lawrence. Read this book. You will understand. But our Lord Jesus tells her, as long as you have the intention, I will do the rest. I will make up for what is lacking in you. Because he knew that at one point she will arrive to just being in this joy. And you can see in the higher volumes how she is so joyful going around. But everything becomes prayer, even the most indifferent things by doing the divine will, the very natural things necessary to our life. What are the natural things? Breathing, eating. Well, not eating too much, but eating, sleeping. Everything that is necessary are transformed into prayer. This is another thing that Luisa Picaretta, she is so a good teacher, a very good teacher. Everything is transformed. And this is a key also to understand the whole Book of Heaven and the whole message, because we don't do. It's Jesus who transforms our acts. So many times I hear people and I repair and I do and I multiply. I think that's not the case, because we don't have the power to multiply. Jesus in the book, in volume 14, he says, and I multiply. Everything you do becomes a son, one more beautiful than the other that I multiply, that is being multiplied. But it's been multiplied by virtue of him of his life in us by virtue of that union. So everything is transformed into prayer. We don't transform it into prayer. We don't have the power to do it. If we have the power to do it, then it will not be necessary for Jesus to come and reconcile us, because a person will have the power to do it. But Jesus had to be, to come, to incarnate, to become flesh, so that he can reconcile us. And then now he's able basically to bilocate his will in us, because he's able to be operating in you and in me and everybody who wants it at the same time, his life. So he's able to bilocate his will operating in us. And he is the one who transforms it. He's the one who multiplies. Let's go to the gospel. Who was the one who did the multiplication of the fish and the bread? The disciples? It was Jesus operating, his divinity operating through his humanity. So here, when people, they say, and I multiply to the infinite, I understand what people want to say. But sometimes when the priest or bishops, they hear this, of course, they are going to say, what are you talking about? You don't have the power to multiply. Jesus has the power to multiply. Luisa Picaretta, this is so important. This paragraph is so full of content, beautiful. It says, by doing the divine will, the very natural things to our life are transformed into prayer. Notice this is by doing the divine will. Adoration and love for our sweet Jesus, because by doing his will, everything we do is holy, everything is love, and so our being becomes. Again, this is another thing. And so our being becomes holy. As if everything we do, it says, becomes an act of adoration, an act of love, is being transformed into prayer. And also, and it says, I lost my place, because by doing his will, everything we do is holy, everything is love, and so our being becomes. So we become that too. We don't make, we become by allowing him to operate in us. Exactly what he tells us in the passage that we read today. That's why he says that he wants nothing else from us. I want nothing else from you but my divine will to have its life in you, because then he will make us holy. The divine will make us. Another part here is that it talks about the Blessed Mothers. Is by doing the divine will, we become true children of the Great Lady. I mentioned this in the past, that the maternity of the Blessed Mother to us consists in giving us the possession of his divine, of the divine will of Jesus, the divine will operating in her too. Only in this way, she will be able to say of you and me and all of us that we are true children. And this is in the book of the Blessed Mother. Right now, I don't have the exact day, but in the past, I also told you that one way to understand the Blessed Mother is only to read only the passages, the lessons. And she says there, my maternity to the human race is to give them the possession of the divine will. That's why Luisa Picaretta tells us that to become true children and to be really through children of Blessed Mother, and to say that she is our mother in the full extension of the word, in the full meaning of the word, is until we possess this gift operating in us. Let's continue, Linda.
Now, considering all you have told me about your son, in my feeble opinion, it seems to me that he is still too young. Let him mature and he will get more practice of life. Marriage is cross, and to put him on the cross so young does not seem fair to me. You know that everything is written in heaven. Therefore, if it has been established by God, in his time, the Lord will preserve the young lady for your son. Besides, what you should care about is whether they are pacific families, because peace is what constitutes the happiness of families, not money. How many rich people are unhappy because peace does not reign in their families? Therefore, be attentive in this. Furthermore, when the woman brings much more than the man, she wants to be superior to the man and make of him a poor slave. In the end, do as you think best. I assure you of my prayers for your good mama, true martyr. Maybe the Lord will make her do her purgatory in this life. Oh, if you could take her with you, how many blessings would you not draw upon yourself? Let them know that there are the maledictions of the Lord for those who do not respect and love their parents. I commend myself to your prayers, and from the heart, I will do it for you. I will never forget what you are doing for dear celestial mama and leaving you in the divine volition so that it may protect you, help you, and assist you. With a thousand regards, I say, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
So that is the letter of Luisa. That is the message for you mothers, to pray for your children, for their vocation, whether that is marriage or whatever vocation the Lord is calling them to follow. And because it is interesting that Luisa mentions here the four commandments, that we in this society, we have forgotten. And it's something that we need to be able even to live in the divine will. We need to live the life of the church. And we know that the will of God is to follow his commandments. It says, let them know that there are the maledictions of the Lord for those who do not respect and love their parents. Four commandments. Honor your father and mothers. The Bible in the Old Testament tells us, son, even if your fathers in the all ages, no, I don't remember exactly the exact words, but something to the extent that help your father in the all age, because the Lord will never forget this. But that's the fourth commandment. So it's something that especially you parents, mothers, grandmothers, they have to teach this to your children, grandchildren, and to give them the greatest gift that you can give to them is the gift of faith and the gift of the divine will, because this gift of the divine will is for eternity. It's not something that will perish. This is eternal. So let's finish with that today.
Thank you, Father.
I will not torture you with more, to have you listen to me more. So let's finish with a prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We ask our Lord Jesus that through the grace and the power of his Holy Spirit, may we be able to live in this way. May we be able to arrive to the possession of the divine will operating in us. May the divine will have its field of action in each one of us for the great glory and honor of God our Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of the mighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.